Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We now return to Mark and Kitchen. Call the show at 401-737-1287. Southern New England's sports original, 103.7 WEEI.
All right, back here on Mark and Kitchen. Listen, Ralph in Cranston is on the line. This is my fault. He called during the segment where we were allowing calls, so I'm going to take him real quick. We're going to talk to Ralph real quick. Hey, Ralph, how are you?
Ralph's a good guy.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Two quick ones. You know, when the Celtics had the Udoka thing, I thought Brad should probably be the safest thing, Brad Stevens, take over. This was such a great hire because appointment, because these guys were ready to say, you know what? You guys have been coached for a couple of years. You're young, but you still know what you want to do. He has given these guys the challenge to say, now you got to do it. Go out there and do it. And it's worked. It's worked perfectly. It reminds me of Casey Jones. And guys, I'll tell you, the one guy to acquire, if you're close, who could bring you over the top is Draymond Green. Now, the Warriors may feel it's time to like break this up a little bit. The guy knows how to win, at least for a year or so. He could go to a team like the they couldn't afford him, probably put him on this team, but you put that mentality on the Celtics, he could put you over the top and show you how to win. I know you guys got to go. Thanks for the time.
All right, thanks, Ralph. Look, that's an interesting
he's,
proposition.
He's right.
I don't know.
I just hate the guy, but I don't disagree with his point.
No, you can. Those guys always win. It's just who are you giving up? Would it disrupt what you have right now? I don't know if the Celtics, Ben, are in a spot to need to make a big explosive. That's an explosive move. I don't know if they need to outside of if you told me Robert Williams' health wasn't going to hold up, and that is a question mark.
Yeah, but I mean, you're at a point where you'd have to basically trade Al Horford straight up or Brogdon straight up.
I'm not doing that for Draymond. I'm not doing it. I don't think he would want to be here after last year. I'm not doing it. Yeah, and that's a question. That's another question. I'm not doing it, though. I'm not doing it.
He's friendly with Tatum. You know, would you package up Smart and Grant Williams for? I don't think that's even enough.
Not doing it.
No.
Not doing it.
No.
Let's go.
I'm not doing that.
Rapid fire. Let's do it.
All right. Thoughts on the Bruins setting an NHL record, winning their first 12 home games?
Well, it's an accomplishment. It's meaningful to me. And it means that this team is now, like it or not, Stanley Cup championship or bust. Or bust.
Yeah.
That's what it wasn't at the beginning of the year before they started playing hockey. Yeah, barring injuries, of course. But it's all or nothing now. I don't care. And the front office, as good as they've done this year outside of the Mitch Miller thing, they need to operate that way, okay? It is Stanley Cup or bust in a big way, okay? And it's only going to hurt more if you don't get it after everybody thought that the window closed and we were all done. Then you start off with the record and you're, what, 18-3 or 19, like ridiculous? Yeah. If you choke this one away, it's going to hurt even more because people were already kind of, you know, out the door. Now they're back looking at you being like, wow, look at what we're doing here. You got to operate as if you are, it is all or nothing, and it is now because of how they're playing. Credit to the Bruins. I love this. I don't know what it means. It's a long season. They're an older team. Like, I have my reservations, but credit to them for right now because they are awesome. A wagon.
Yeah, and they got the record in pretty impressive fashion, going down 2-0 in the first and then crawling back. So this team is damn good. I want to see them continue to put the pressure on and continue to move forward. And, you know, when it comes down to it, maybe make a deal and really put yourself in pole position. They are right now, but it is still November.
Yeah. Just one quick question on this, Kitch. Do you feel significantly better? Do you feel like, I'm trying to figure out how to word that. Do you feel like they're going to be more likely to win the Stanley Cup now because of this start? Does it, opposed to other years where they've been?
Okay. To how your question was phrased, do I feel better about this team and how they win? Yeah, I guess I do, because they seem to be playing with this pace and this energy and this new coach that's given them a lot. And we've also heard plenty of times of them talking about how they're kind of playing for Patrice. They know this is the end basically the end of the road for him.
Sure.
And they really want to go out there and make sure, you know.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be negative. It's just, it's so early. There's so many things. It's just, I don't, it's great. And it's interesting that it's now cup or bust, but I just, it's not like I feel like.
You're in a position now where you can look at a lot of moves to make further down the line to solidify that spot for you.
Sure. Certainly exciting.
Yeah, they're in a good position now. I mean, it's between you and the Devils, and I still hate the Devils from Scott Stevens and Brodeur.
Yeah. All right, next.
Boring me to tears.
Which new head coach is doing a better job coaching the team, the Bruins head coach or the Celtics head coach, and why?
I'm going to say the Celtics just because of the mess that he inherited when he took over. And they're so good. You know, they've listened. They've been playing well. I mean, it's close. Obviously, Jim Montgomery's been awesome. And the whole new system or whatever he's implored is great. It's just that was a mess. And the way it happened and when it happened, that could have gone a million different directions. And Joe Mazzulla stabilized that thing quickly. And
yeah, I you have to go with Mazzulla because he's never coached at this level before. Montgomery has at least done it with Dallas.
Yeah.
It wasn't that long. It was a year, 2 years, I think. Maybe not even two full years. It might have been a year and a half. But he's had a stint in the NHL. Mazzulla hasn't, especially as the lead guy. So I got to give him more. Plus, he came in with more chaos. Now, granted, he came in with a team that had just made the NBA Finals, and Montgomery didn't.
Yeah. It's not like the cupboard was bare for Montgomery, especially when. And how about David Krejci, too? That guy comes back, and I feel like he scores every game. I mean, everything has worked for the Bruins. I still think the answer, though, is Joey Mazzulla. Next.
Take that interim tag away. He deserves to be the full-time. Have you ever had turducken?
No.
Yes.
I don't really like turkey. I don't really like Thanksgiving turkey. I eat it just to say I had it. But I'm not going to get into the weeds about, you know, with turkey in terms of eating it. I like the stuffing. I only know what it is because of the Madden thing that was talked about.
I thought they did a good job paying homage to him.
You take the chicken, you stick it in the duck, and then you take the duck and stick it in the turkey.
How was it, Ben?
Honestly, this was like 20 years ago. I think it was fine. I mean, my uncle made it, who's a ridiculously good cook. So pretty much anything he makes, even if I'm not interested, tastes good. I thought it was, if I remember correctly, I thought it was actually pretty good. I don't hate turkey. I actually like any poultry, any bird. I'll eat it. Crow. I'll eat crow.
Oh, there's a metaphor there somewhere.
Sure tastes delicious. I'll eat pigeon.
Mike Tyson.
It's got wings and flies. I'll eat it.
Which of the Thanksgiving game was more interesting? The Bills versus Lions, the Giants versus Cowboys, or the Vikings versus Patriots?
You can take that one, Ben.
Patriots?
Yeah, the Patriots for me because of how the offense played.
Fantasy football-wise, it was the Cowboys because I got like six of them on my team. But, because I have Pollard, Lamb, and Dak.
I mean, I thought the Lions game was great, and I knew that they were going to – I picked them +9. I thought they would cover that. I thought that was a great game. I mean, figures the Lions – the one time they're playing well going into Thanksgiving, they get the Bills, like one of the best teams in the league. Any other team, I feel like they would have beaten in that spot. But, yeah, the Patriots, just because of how it was Mac and the way the quarterbacks were playing.
All three competitive games, got to be happy
with that. Yeah, it was best Thanksgiving slate in a while.
Yeah, I agree with that. Thoughts on the unfortunate passing of Jason David Frank last weekend?
Ben?
Ooh, the Green Ranger?
Yeah, man.
No thoughts.
Fair enough. I thought it was sad. News was breaking while I was on the air with Meter and Coach last week. And, you know,
were you a big
so
Power
synonymous
Rangers
with my youth. Definitely will be missed.
I was never into the Power Rangers.
Never into the Power Rangers. You hate to hear stuff like that, but I wasn't into them.
49.
Yeah. I don't know. Was he having marital problems?
Yeah, there's stuff coming out on
that. So, it's too bad.
Brutal.
Thoughts on Carlos Santana signing a one-year deal with the Pittsburgh Pirates?
I don't care. Can we talk about the friggin' World Cup? We've got an Iranian on the other side, and we've got two Americans over here, and we're not talking about the friggin' World Cup. What's wrong with you guys?
Was there a World Cup question?
Green Rangers.
Was there a World Cup question?
Devin probably has one for his final one. I don't know, man. World Cup in November just doesn't do it for me. Okay. Be in the summer.
No, it sucks. It does suck.
It does
honestly
suck. It,
I hate that the World Cup is going on right now. I hate that it's in Qatar. I hate that they bribed so many people. I hate that so many people have died building those stadiums, although the stadiums do look pretty nice.
They look nice.
But they'll be empty in 2 years. It'll be on
Ghost Town.
The Reddit subpage abandoned porn. It's screw FIFA. Screw everyone involved in FIFA. Screw everyone who's like, oh, now this Gianni Infantino guy's in, you know, he'll clean it up. Nope, they're all just as corrupt as they've always ever been. It's a dumpster fire of an organization. It's, you know, no better than the IOC. It's probably worse than the IOC. It's a hair better than the NCAA because the NCAA just takes advantage of younger people than FIFA does.
I know, but how many of those soccer players are like college-age kids? Some of them are, at least.
Oh, plenty. I mean, most of the U.S. team is 20,
yeah,
it,
look,
22.
I've been disappointed. I'm disappointed.
What have you been disappointed in?
First, one goal in two games disappoints me. I like to see a little bit more action, scoring action. But I'm not a soccer purist like you are. The Wales game disappointed me. You know,
that should have disappointed you.
That was disappointing, especially when I see Iran beat them 2-0. Like, now I'm worried about this Iran game. And who are you rooting for again, Devin? Let's get you on the record.
Iran.
Okay, so he's rooting for Iran.
We're winning the whole thing.
So I'm like, I don't feel good. I think anybody on paper, and you tell me if I'm wrong here, Cage, would have taken, hey, you beat Iran, you move on from a U.S. perspective before, especially when you're looking at England or whatever in your bracket. Yeah. I don't, like, what's the line on that game? Is the U.S. going to win this game?
I believe so, yes. I believe
that
we will win this game.
Okay.
No, I hate that chant. It's so stupid. But, yeah, I believe they're going to win this game. I think they'll win the game 2-1, and they'll advance out of their group and face, I don't know, the Netherlands or Ecuador, maybe even Senegal in the round of 32. But I think they're going to win this game. I think I thought the U.S. played really well against England. Non-soccer people were like, they dominated that game. They just didn't win. Not really. England did not try to – they were just playing not to lose that game.
Yeah. The second half, though, I'm concerned about the U.S. second halves. I feel like they have not been as good in the second half.
Well, that's on Berhalter. And you're right. They haven't been as good in the second half. They've been, you know, very pacey in the first half, going up and down quickly, trying to create pressure, trying to cause problems for the other team. And they get a burnout factor in the second half, which is why Berhalter's got to rotate those guys. You have five substitutes. You've never had that before. You have five substitutes. You've got to rotate them more efficiently. Guys like Gio Reyna needed to get into that game a little bit earlier. You saw McKinney was just gassed by the 70th minute. You had to make a move there, and he just waited too damn long.
He's treating Reyna like some rookie nothing. Like I thought he was the second best player on this team offensively, and he's not even. They're not prioritizing him at all.
Yeah, I mean, there may be some fitness issues there. I'm not entirely sure, but you know, you saw in that England game. Yeah, they kept putting pressure on England, but they really couldn't get through to any real good, clean shots. They had a couple of opportunities, but nothing real. Because England was so much, at least at the back line, so much bigger than them. Every time Pulisic tried to bring it across or corner kick into the box, it was easy for Harry Maguire to just poke it out there with his head.
Oh, where's our 6'7" guy?
Playing basketball.
Yeah. These guys don't play soccer.
I know. Next.
My last one. Are you excited?
Seven guys in net.
Yeah. How tall is Turner?
6'5".
Oh, okay.
I like that he's a former Rev. Shout out.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. He was great for the Revs, too.
Are you excited for Ohio State and Michigan today?
Yes. I always look forward to that game.
Yeah.
They're both undefeated. I was surprised Michigan +8.
Really?
I know they got banged up a little bit. Yeah, +8 seemed like a big number. I know the game's at Ohio State. It's a big number.
Who do you root for in that game?
Michigan.
Okay, yeah, go
Michigan.
Big blue.
I can't stand Ohio State. I've always rooted against Ohio State.
I hate Ohio State. One of the things I have always hated about Ohio State is all the people from Ohio that like go to different colleges, yet they're diehard Ohio State fans.
Yeah.
It's like, you went to Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Why are you a diehard Ohio State fan? Get a grip. You've got multiple pro teams in your city. It's not like you're in Alabama where you have no pro teams and it's like, you know what, the pro team is Alabama or Auburn, whatever. You're in Ohio.
When I was a kid, I was like a Michigan fan as a kid.
Me too.
I remember, I had the first Tom Brady jersey ever in New England. And I've got
document.
Yeah, I've got it. It's on Twitter. It's I've got a time-stamped picture of me wearing. I actually wore it to school in eighth grade. I don't have a picture of that, but that's October, November 1999. But I have a picture of me wearing a Tom Brady jersey in August of 2001 before he ever took the field for the Patriots.
And that was a fun Michigan team. Got Charles Woodson on there, too.
Yeah, well, Charles Woodson.
That was you're going back
player.
A little. Brady didn't really play on that one. But, yeah, you're talking about 97. When
what's his name?
Brian Greasy. Yeah, Woodson was probably the best college football player maybe ever. I mean, he was pretty ridiculous. Like, the defensive player wins the Heisman. Jeez. All right.
And they can never take that away from you unless you kill your wife and a waiter in an alley.
But then you get a Wendy's commercial. Oh, I was thinking of Reggie Bush. I was thinking of Reggie Bush. Never mind. They took the Heisman away from him.
All right. My quick little producer's questions is, what are your guys' thoughts on the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? Do you guys like it, not like it? What are your thoughts?
Don't care. Don't care about parades in general.
Yeah, I'm not a parade guy. Not a parade guy. I turned it on. I mean, if I had to watch one of those types of things, I'd watch the New Year's Eve show over, like, the Macy's Day Parade. But my family never watched that, did that, cared.
The only way a parade will, like the Thanksgiving Day parade, would be interesting to me is if all those giant balloons came to life and just started mauling people and destroying New York City, like it was that old video game Rampage or whatever.
Or how about the movie? Did you ever see the movie Jingle All the Way?
Yeah. Yes.
It was and that was an electric parade scene. And that, like, if things like that happened more, I'd probably
no Al Roker too. That made it even crappier.
That doesn't matter. I mean. He doesn't move the needle for me. I hope his health is okay. Okay. We have anything we need to... Okay, what do we think? Patriots, Bills. Give me a prediction, Kitch. Thursday Night Football.
All right, I'll give you a prediction of 24-15, Bills.
I think it's going to be one of those games where they're in it. Patriots are in it a little bit early. And then it's just the Bulls bleed them out. The Bills bleed them out, and it's just...
Yeah, Jordan's going to run all over them.
Yeah, he's Pippen.
Pippen will be catching seam rounds.
Probably, I'm going to say like 28-17 Bills.
Right. Yeah, similar feel to what I have. Yeah. I kind of think the same thing is, you know, it'll be competitive for a while. Even the final score might look a little more competitive than it actually was at the end. But yeah, that's ultimately what
Bills have been struggling. Do you have something to say, Diva?
23-17. Patriots.
Okay. I think it's going to be Bills have been struggling. The Patriots can drag them down into the mud for a little bit early in the game. Jones makes a couple plays, but then it's the Bills, they persevere and become the Bills again. And
this will be a statement victory by the Patriots.
It would be a statement victory if they win this game. Be a big win.
I
don't care.
Kevin.
And then we'll win out.
You never are.
We'll see. All right. Thanks, boys. Happy Thanksgiving. See you next week. This is the Martin Kitchen Show, 103.7 WEEI.
Bye-bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.